Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is a remarkable time in human history to be alive. Most of us, thanks to modern technology, no longer have to chase our food down, haul water, or chop wood to cook. For the first time, we live with more leisure time than any generation before us. But how are we using this great gift of free time? Are we using it to truly develop ourselves, to reach our full potential? To grow closer to God, and to help our loved ones to heaven? This is the first episode in a new series on using our free time well, to live intentionally, to grow in holiness, and to spend our days on what matters most. And in this first meditation, we'll consider what it takes to be great. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. There's a famous line from Shakespeare's play, Twelfth Night. It goes like this. Be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. Be not afraid of greatness. That's a powerful challenge, and it points to the virtue of magnanimity, which is the virtue of someone who is truly great. Literally, magnanimity means being big-souled, and it's a virtue that we're all supposed to be striving for. But what exactly does magnanimity mean? What exactly does it mean to be great? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation, a truly great man or woman fulfills at least three criteria. Whether it's a great actor, or a great musician, or artist, or athlete, or doctor, you want to see these three characteristics in someone we would consider great. First, the person who is great they have to be really good at something. So the first mark of greatness is skill. They can't just do something impressive once, kind of like a fluke. They have to be actually really good at something. Second, someone who's great has to have an opportunity to actually do what they're good at. So the second mark of greatness is achievement. If you're a really great writer, but you never get the chance to write anything serious, well then, you're not really a great writer. And the world is probably full of people who have great talent, great ability, but for whatever reason, circumstances never converge so that they can showcase their gift and put it to use. Finally, the person who is great has to really enjoy their greatness. So the third mark of greatness is noble delight. Uncertainty, stress, fear, and anger, these are all marks of beginners, not of masters. Nobility and excellence show themselves in confidence as well as technical performance. A great musician loves to play, and does a great athlete, or anyone else who's truly great at anything. And if the musician or athlete or whomever just enjoys their one skill, but the rest of their life is a miserable mess, it proves that the greatness is limited to just one narrow area of their personality. Which means a truly great, a comprehensively great person must be happy. And yet, even though greatness is something the great person himself enjoys, it's also true that his greatness comes at a price. A magnanimous person is someone who earns the greatness of his ability, the largeness of his soul. Someone who is truly great is always someone, always, who has made great sacrifices. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Chesterton once pointed out that if things were too easy, we'd never do them. If anyone could make a three-point shot in basketball just as easily as you pick up a pebble off the ground, you wouldn't bother taking three-point shots any more than you would go around picking up pebbles off the ground. Part of the draw of greatness is precisely the challenge of it. Getting good at something makes our soul bigger, makes us magnanimous. So reaching that point means you have to make the effort to expand yourself. You gotta do the work. You have to be willing to develop new skills, and you have to be constantly learning to appreciate new things. Most importantly, you have to be committed to advancing in virtue. And it's precisely this fear of challenge, which is the vice of being pusillanimous. Isn't that an interesting word? Pusillanimous is the opposite of being magnanimous. It means being small-souled. And it flows from fear of the challenge of greatness. And it prevents us from reaching greatness. And it keeps us from the supreme enjoyments that come with it. So do we want to be a magnanimous soul? Or do we want to be pusillanimous? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. A lot of people have heard of the seven deadly sins, but the one that people really don't understand is the sin of sloth. One of the best Catholic philosophers, Joseph Pieper, he says that the slothful person is one who would prefer to be less great in order to avoid the responsibility of greatness. In other words, sloth is the vice, the sin of being bothered by the greatness to which God has called us because it involves so much work. It's wishing God would just leave us alone, leave us comfortable in our mediocrity. Don't call us to greatness. Just let us be. Leave us alone to fritter away our time and our energy on the two supreme enemies of greatness: mindless money-making and mindless pleasure, busyness and entertainment. This is a sin against God. It's a sin against our humanity. And it's the supreme sin of negligence and waste. But we're all guilty of it at some level. So how do we get out of it? How can we get away from sloth and become magnanimous? Well, that's what we're going to get after in this series of using our free time well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Shakespeare wrote that some men are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. The truth is, all of us are born for greatness. You're born for greatness. And all of us have the circumstances necessary for greatness thrust upon us. Because by God's grace, we have been made children of God, heirs of the kingdom, sharers in the divine nature. The only question is, which of us will respond to God's grace to achieve the greatness to which we're called? And it's actually not complicated. Greatness only requires three things: skill, achievement, and noble delight. So pursue these things in your work, in your spiritual life, and above all, in your leisure. Try to get good at prayer and serving the people in your life. Try to do something really significant for God in your life and take delight in it. Try to get good at your job. Try to do something worthwhile in it and take delight in it. And try to get good at something in your leisure time. Try to do something worthwhile with your skill and then take delight in it. And as a resolution, ask the Holy Spirit which of these three the Spirit wants you to focus on today, and then take some immediate action. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, were you at all impressed that I could pronounce the word pusillanimous?
Honestly, and even magnanimity has just such a like a trill of the N and the M. I'm very, very impressed with
your work.
I had to
practice all day.
That could be its own vocal warm-up, you know?
So what caught your attention with this meditation on both greatness and the attempted escape from greatness through sloth?
I think this got me really, really fired up, because I think this is a huge, huge oncoming problem for our society, that things are getting so easy that we don't have to do anything and we don't have to do anything well. I was thinking about this, especially with the way technology has advanced the production of all art, really just everything at all. Think of the fast fashion industry of, we don't have to make good garments because it's so easy to produce clothes that we can produce just the cheapest thing as fast as possible with very little thought, very little beauty, and we can just mass produce. What an insane amount of waste. So quickly, without effort, without thought. But also that we're getting to a point, I've been arguing a lot with my brother about the usage of AI and where we have to draw those lines. To be clear, in a good way, we really like to debate this, and we're trying to figure out where our lines are, because this is a new developing technology and we're very quickly having to reckon with, this is in every corner of our culture right now. But this helped me decide more specifically where I stand on it, because I had an experience where I was listening to a playlist and a song came on and I really liked the sound of the song. And then when I went to check out the artist, it was entirely AI on Spotify. And I immediately, like, I stopped listening to the playlist. I made my own playlist. I was super angry that it even existed. I was angry that that's even allowed on Spotify. But he was like, but why should it be any different if you enjoyed it? If it did sound good and if it was of quality, then why is it different? And I think it comes from this aspect of we love to see greatness, partially because people have struggled for it.
Yeah.
And when it's something like AI, you know that there was no sacrifice for that beauty. There was no intentionality. There was no
nothing
learning.
Nothing put into it.
So I feel as if there's nothing to get out of something if nothing was put into it.
Good
but
point.
That there's two elements to a beautiful act, which is in the sense that, yes, there's the outcome, but there's also what it actually took to create it. Not to say that accidental beauty isn't beautiful, but I worry for the way that this is going to affect our society, that so many great things are being made so easily accessible. Because there was an interview with an AI artist that was like this, and he was like, well, I'm not gonna dedicate my life to like learning an instrument and learning music theory and composition and all of these things, but I should be able to make music. And the exact point is, no. Everyone else is dedicated their lives, their time, their love, their passion. And the whole point is not just that they've created something good, but they are creating themselves in doing so. They are becoming great. They're not just creating something great. When we make art, we are dedicating ourselves. We are practicing virtues. We are practicing practice. We are allocating our time well. And to deprive art of that aspect is so devastating for our society and for people. I would prefer that people become great than great art is made.
But you've just struck upon the most important thing. By developing virtues and skills for worldly things,
mm-hmm.
you're developing virtues in yourself that prepare you for heavenly things.
Yeah.
So I was talking with a friend of mine about this, that one of the most challenging things to develop is a daily habit of prayer,
mm-hmm.
of daily meditation and a resolution. And we found that the people who take on daily meditation and a resolution very quickly are athletes.
That's really interesting.
Because they learned
mm-hmm.
the skills, the virtue of discipline.
Yeah.
Self-sacrifice, yeah. work.
Exactly.
No pain, no gain, all these things.
These are the virtues of skill.
Exactly. And that translates. This is the whole point of the last series
yeah.
we did and the current series we're entering into. That God designed the world so that by interacting with the world appropriately,
mm-hmm.
you start to develop as a person.
Yeah.
Because the project of life is not the projects of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's you.
And by randomly removing these elements of life, we are really, really changing God's design and plan for ourselves.
Yes.
We're hollowing it out, I would say.
We're hollowing it out, yeah. Yeah, but still, we all have the call to become great. And what do we mean by that specifically? Don't be confused. It means to be developed fully
yeah.
as a son or daughter of God
mm-hmm.
and all the virtues. And no matter what's happening in our culture, God, your human nature
mm-hmm.
is still the same. God's grace is still there, and you can become a great person.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in this month of November, the month of all saints, dedicating this month of meditations to help you become a saint.
Oh, what a good start. This meditation was unbelievable.
Well, stick with us. We're going to keep going. And we're going to become fully developed in God. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.